Minister Daniel Alain himself was in Sackville on Friday to meet with the town of Sackville and Village of Dorchester councillors, as well as representatives from Pointe of Ute, Sackville, and Dorchester local service districts. Alain spent an hour and 45 minutes in the closed-door meeting and spoke to reporters for about 10 minutes afterwards. Alain has been heavily criticized by some Sackville Town councillors for misrepresenting the process of local governance reform and by bringing in amalgamations in many jurisdictions against the wishes of local councils and residents. He has also been criticized for shutting down public consultations on the process as soon as the detailed plan was released.
I think that's not right. I think we've been consulting with New Brunswickers. Hence, I go to the Legislative Assembly on a weekly basis to talk about local governance reform. As I indicated to nobody was forced to do anything. We restructured in a way that we wanted to make sure that we were moving from a structure that was 60 years old, and the association has been talking about for the last 25 years on reform. So reform process is there to enhance our communities, to make sure that we reduce duplication and we find efficiencies.
Alain insisted that his department has done enough public consultation detailing the process that happened before the plan was announced. He also poked back at local councillors who have been critical of the process without naming any names.
There's some councillors that were in constant communications with me and constant communications with the department and actually participated. If there's some people on council that did not do their job, that's up to the population to look at that. But we've been clear in all process. We have a website. You can check the kilometers of my car. We did over 65,000 clicks. We're up to the last. So we did over 200 public sessions, meetings with municipal representatives and energy representatives before January 2021. So for anybody criticizing after the fact, they had the time to email. So you can definitely do an RTI and see if there's some counselors that email me.
Two counselors, Sabine Dietz and Bill Evans, chose not to attend the Friday meeting in protest of the process and the fact that the meeting was being held in private instead of open to the public and media. Local journalist Bruce Wark asked Alain about the decision to exclude public observers from the meeting.
So how would it have improved it? Well, how would have that improved? Well, we had a great discussion. So they're going to decimate the information that we gave them, and they're going to do their due diligence and move forward. And that's why we have councils. That's why we have municipal councils. That they can. My job as minister of local governance is to make sure we coordinate, make sure that we get this reform that we've been asking for 25 years. It's not easy having these discussions. It's actually emotional. It's actually, how can I say it? We're making decisions for the next 50 years, so we're going to take our time, and we're going to meet. There are some exercises that are in public. There are some exercises in private. But what's great about this entity, like every other entity, they have the choice, and we are a party about choice. That's our government's been about choices. So people do it the different ways. That's good for them because we appreciate that.
The choice Alain was referring to is for the appointed transition committees, who are given the choice on how to conduct public engagement. There are no provincial guidelines or funding available to the committees to help them with public engagement. Recently, Grand Bay Westfield announced the choice of their name after a public vote on the issue. In the future Entity 40, committee members are asking for feedback but are not conducting a formal survey or vote. CHMA also asked about the decision by Alain to create 12 rural districts that will encompass most of the land in the province. Listeners may recall that some of the land that was proposed to be part of the future Entity 40 was removed from the boundary at the last minute without consultation with any of the province's own appointed advisory committee members. Most of the land in question is forested land owned by J.D. Irving. Prior to local governance reform, rural lands in New Brunswick did have possible representation through advisory councils for local service districts. But while some LSDs have active committees, such as in Pointe de Butte, others, such as Sackville and Dorchester, do not. The Sackville LSD did actually elect an advisory committee for a short while, but the members eventually resigned en masse, claiming they were not listened to by the provincial government. Notably, none of the former elected advisory committee reps for the Sackville Local Service District decided to step forward to participate in the Entity 40 process. Here is Minister Danielle Alain explaining the reasoning behind the decision to leave much of New Brunswick's land area without legal local government representation, and instead creating an expanded version of local service districts, now called rural districts.
The objective of our premise of the white paper was keep rural rural. So if there's no tax base and there's minimal population, that's rural area. So hence the reason why it's called a rural district.
And what kind of like legal authority will those councils have, those rural councils? Will they not be similar to the advisory committees that already exist for many local service districts?
Well, it could be similar. They'll have more training. We hope that it evolves. And the objective is to evolve the rural districts on a more conducive way so they have a better partnership and relationship with the departments and have more standard services. And that's our objective here.
That was Local Governance Reform Minister Danielle Alain speaking to media briefly on Friday after a closed meeting with local officials talking about the future of Entity 40.